Yeah, okay, my friend. So what did the Ramban say? We saw this already on Thursday. Zok the Heilige Ramban, that the Takana, and the way we remember the Geder of the Takana was that we treated it like a Moide B'miktsas. That was the Geder of the cup, the Takana. The Sibas HaTakana was Shloik HaLechot V'Halech V'Toikev. But the Geder of the Takana's Chachamim was they made it like a Moide B'miktsas. There was the Vos, the Farvos, Famach V'Tiru. Okay. As always, the Ramban. The Ramban himself was medayik in Rashi. Then Rashi doesn't say that because Rashi seems to disconnect our sugi with Moedim and Miktas. He says, Shmudir Aisa Kigoy Moedim and Miktas. The Ramban himself says that's not what Rashi's doing. And we said, compellingly, Rashi can't be doing that because Rashi owes the Shmuvah Mishnahs anyway, a Shvuas Ha. Neutlin. So I gave you Marim Akoimus today, my friends, and I don't think I have it, but the Marim Akoimus today, where there's three different Rishonim that are all telling us why Shavuos Neutlin, two Rishonim and a God of Adar, why Shavuos Neutlin, Shavuos Neutlin does not need to be Kein Dioraisa. It doesn't need it. Shavuos Neutlin is different. So it's clear. Toysis Harosh, Toysis Rabbeinu Peretz are learning the Shavua of our Mishnah is a Shavuos HaNiftarim. And that's why it has to be Kein D'Oraisa. But a Shavuos HaNoitlin doesn't need to be Kein D'Oraisa. It doesn't have anything to do with our Gemara. So when our Gemara said that the Shavua of our Mishnah is to be Kein D'Oraisa, it must be that according to the Tois HaRosh, Tois Rabbeinu Peretz, we're learning the Shavua of our Mishnah is a Shavuos HaNiftarim. We're going to go to Rabbeinu Peretz first because that's the easiest because it's cut and dry. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz, "Af agav dekol anishba v'noita leka kavose dioraisa. Nishba v'noita is not kavose dioraisa. It's taka very different. Doesn't make a difference. Mikomokin kivin dekoyfer hakol pata filu rabbanu. Havelo nesakin kan shvua kivin avedumia dekoyfer hakol. Over here, this has to be kain dioraisa. And also Tais Rosh says similarly over here because it seems to be like a koyfer hakol. Therefore, we need this to be kain dioraisa. Avagav de bechol nishba v'noitin let kavos dioraisa. Now reading the Tais Rosh says a similar type of thing. You have to know what exactly is the nuance of his nakuda. We're going to get to Rabbi Yoshev in a second. Mikomokum kivin the koyfer hakol potter afilu midrabanon loyim l'sakin kan shmur kivin avi dumi the koyfer hakol. Nishmaim v'noitlin is different than our sugya. There is Nishmaim v'noitlin, and then there's our sugya. So it says to the Rosh, our sugya, if you tell me Halach is potter, then this is a legit kaifer akol. Kaifer akol is potter of a shvua, even midirabanan. Okay, now heads up here, my friends, which is as follows. Is there a shvua on a kaifer akol? Bottom line, this man is there. There'd be a mezzin when a kaifer akol make a shvua. Yes. Sorry, guys. Hold on a second. I'm in the middle of a thought. Is there a Shavuos Kaifer HaKol, Gabi? Yes. So, yes. It's called the Shavuos Heses. So, just as a heads up. So, what does the Tosis HaRosh mean? He means the following thing. Shavuos Heses is not even a Takana Midrabanan. It doesn't even exist in the Gemara. It's post-Talmudic time, and therefore it's more like a minik chachomim. It doesn't have the status of takanas chachomim. So does a person make matters if he make kaifer akol, would he make a shvua? The answer is, I'd say post-Mishnaic times, not post-Talmudic times. I apologize. If you'll find it in the Gemara, you will not find it in the Mishnah, or at least the Tosafot HaRosh seems to hold. It's not in the Mishnah. Therefore, it doesn't have the same status as Takonas Chachamim. So, a kaifer akol, which if you'd ask the Tosafot HaRosh, is he chayv shvu or pater? Midrabanan pater. There's something called Shmuel that says, okay, that's an afterthought. Okay? You want to know practically, does a kaifer akol make a shvu? The answer is yes. But that shvu is called the Shmuel Heses. That's not even a Takonas Chachamim. It's lower than that. But clear in the Tosafot HaRosh, is the Shmua of our Mishnah a Shmuas HaNiftarim? The answer is yes. If it would be Shmuas HaNoitlin, it would not have to be Kein D'Oraisa. And comes along Maran Rav El Yoshev. Says, well, now you got a question. What?
I'm saying according to
And I'll explain it to you very simple. Why it's a Shavuos and Niftarim? You walk into Bezdin, Shnayim Oichzim B'Talos. What does Bezdin see when two people hold their onto the talos? What does Tosfos say on the Beis Amin Alf? I know I'm trying not to go back too much, but we're going to have to go back a little bit. What does Tosfos see on when Shnayim Oichzim B'Talos? What does Tosfos on the Beis Amin Alf say? What does Bezdin see? Anan Sadi, that what? Half and half. Half and half. So I got half, you got half. Now we got to make a Shmua. What's the Shmua going to be? I want to keep my half. What is that called? Shavuos HaNiftarim. That's the way Tosfos understands. So it's a Shavuos HaNiftarim, but we tack a Shmua. Listen, we're going to give you your half because you're holding that half. You can keep that half, but we're going to make you swear. Shelo yikolach ro'ayuch v'toykev. But it's kind of like a Shavuos HaNiftarim.
What does it mean when they say Kol Ha'ilon Tzak and Shavuah?
If it wasn't for the fact that Heiloch would be is Chayiv, we wouldn't be misakin this type of Shavuah.
We're saying that Heiloch is Pater, right? Both these Tais Rosh and Tais Rosh are both going that Heiloch is
Pater. We're saying Heiloch must be Chayiv.
Heiloch
must be Chayiv. Because if Heiloch is Pater, if Heiloch is Pater, so then this is a legit Kofer HaKol, like every other Kofer HaKol. Kofer HaKol is to make a Shavuah. So we have to make this not a full Kofer HaKol. We got to make that...
So they have a problem with the Gemara's question of Reb Sheshes?
Yeah, yeah. The Gemara's question of Reb Chiya on Reb Sheshes. The Gemara Reb Chiya says, the Rabban shouldn't be misaking Shavuah Kein D'Araisa. What does that mean? Every Shavuah HaNotlin is not Kein D'Araisa. He says, hey, okay, but Shavuah HaNotlin is in a different league. Leave Shavuah HaNotlin out. This is a Shavuah HaNotlin. This looks like Kofer HaKol. If you hold Heilach is Pater, then this is a Kofer HaKol. And Kofer HaKol is Pater from a Shavuah, so then you can't make a Shavuah over here. If you hold Heilach is Chayiv, okay, then he's not. Then you're saying this is not like a Kofer HaKol. It's like something a little bit, still Shavuah HaNotlin, but it's not a Shavuah. What?
Shavuos
Heses is not a Shavuos. Post Gemara, post Mishnah doesn't count.
So how do they learn the Gemara's words? What's the Gemara's words?
What words?
The Heilach Midiraisa Pater is talking about a Shavuos.
If Heilach is Midiraisa Pater, that means that this person is a Kofer HaKol. Right. If he's a Kofer HaKol, Kofer HaKol doesn't make a Shavuah. It's not Kein D'Araisa. There's no D'Araisa that makes a Shavuah on a Kofer HaKol. Kofer HaKol Midiraisa, what's the din?
Pater.
Even Midrabanan Pater.
So why is the Gemara saying it like that?
Because the point is, the reason why Midrabanan is Pater is because the Rabbanan would never be Masakin a Shavuah. If the Torah says that Midiraisa it's Pater, so then the Rabbanan aren't going to come and say that it makes a Shavuah.
The bigger question is not that it's not Kein D'Araisa. The bigger question is that even if you're going to say that you make a Shavuah not Kein D'Araisa, the Rabbanan would still hold your Pater. Meaning, even if the Rabbanan was willing to make a Shavuah not Kein D'Araisa, still here they would be Pater.
No, they would do it because Shalei Yukalach and Olach B'Toykev. So they do it over here in this case. But they won't. Because they're not going to make a Shavuah on
it. If you view it as a Kofer HaKol.
What?
If we're saying you're a real Kofer HaKol, so then the Rabbanim would be misogynistic.
Maybe they would, because Shalei Kalach and Valach Matoikev. But being that, we can't. In other words, we have a good reason to do it, even though he's a Kofer HaKol. I got a good reason. But we can't. Kofer HaKol is off limits. I can't make a Shavuah on a Kofer HaKol. Because the Araisa, it's Pater, and Midrabanan, they're not going to do that. Midrabanan, they only like Shavuos HaNotlin, different category, leave that alone. But in Shavuos HaNiftarim, we can't, we're stuck. We're going to see the way that Rabbi Yashiv learns in a second. But what we're coming out is clear. According to Tosfos HaRosh, the Shavuah HaMishnah is a Shavuos HaNiftarim. Now the problem is that there are Rishonim that holds a Shavuos HaNotlin. Rabbi Yashiv brings Mefurash, a Ran, but he says, let's see the Rabbi Yashiv inside, my friends. Those of you that have, you can look on with your friend. Thank you very much. Not a problem. That's okay. The Masnisan Armish does a Shavuos HaNotlin, says the Ran, says the Meiri. And we were medayikin also in Rashi. The Deik is in the very first Rashi and other places also. Rashi says, Eino Neman Zeh Litoil Mishvua. It's a Litoil Mishvua, Dika Mishnah. It's a to take with the Shavuah Mishnah. Rashi was like the Ran and the Meiri, it's a Shavuos HaNotlin. The Ram also will see later on. So I don't get it. If it's the Oraisa, if it's a Shavuos HaNotlin, it doesn't have to be Kein the Oraisa. All Shavuos HaNotlins are not Kein D'Araisa. The very fact that it's a Shavuos HaNotlin makes it not Kein D'Araisa. Says the Rebbe Yashiv, V'tzarech Iun. I don't have an answer. That's where this part of Rebbe Yashiv stops. He says, I don't have an answer for the Ran. Sarach Ian, Beis Hashem et Siyata Deshmaya. I'm dust under his feet, but we're going to try to give an answer. I'm not even dust under Rabbi Yosef's feet. I'm the dust that's left over from before when he walked there 3 days ago. But we're still going to try to give an answer. And I can explain to you how I can give an answer, because Rabbi Yosef knows Kola Torah Kula. So I know a little bit over here, so maybe I could say something over here. I don't know, maybe. Maybe over here, who knows. But try me in Kalayim and Rabbi Yosef, you'll see what happens in Indias and Negoyim and in all the other things. Rabbi Yosef knows, oh, HaToyra Kula. Right, so maybe I'll get something over here, we'll see what happens. We'll try. I'll go upon him. Rabbi Yosef moves on. He does not answer his question. And he says, I want to explain to you why Shavuos HaNoitlin doesn't need to be Kain D'Oraisa. Here it goes.
Why
don't
you explain that? It makes
sense. Because he wants to. Noitlin loy have bedin sheyitoylu. Nishbon v'noitlin, you weren't supposed to take it beforehand. In other words, the din midiraisa is you're not supposed to get the money. V'chazal tiknu sheyitlu. The takon of Chazal that you should get the money. That's the takono. But they said, listen, we're going to give you the money, but you got to swear. So is the Takonis Chachomim to swear? No. Chachomim no. Is you're going to get the money, aber, however we want you to swear. Masha'ein kein, kishenoitel, shechazal yashpiehu. Masha'ein kein, someone who's supposed to get the money anyway. And Chazal are just misakin that you make a shvua. How would you define the takonas Chazal? You're getting it anyway. So what's the takonas Chazal? Shvua. Then b'kahai gavna lo have elokein dioraisa. So all Rabbi Yosef is doing now is explaining you why is Shavuos HaNoitlin not need to be a Kain D'Oraisa. Says Rabbi Yosef, because the chavts of the Shavua, chavts of the Tekonis Chacham is not the Shavua. The chavts of the Tekonis Chacham is we're going to give it to you. We have Akbala, we'll give it to you only if you make a Shavua. That's the Takona. The Takona is the giving to you. And the Shavua is just like a detail at the end. Masha'ikin Shavuos HaNeftarim, you're gonna keep your money anyway. We just say you have to make a Shavua. So the Takon is the Shavua. Gam tzorach lo mishvus heses ha'hi kala yoyser lo yitzichu le takna kein d'araisa. Shavuos heses is even less. Even though it's a Shavuos ha'niftarim, it's less. Why not? We said it's kala yoyser. It's not even in the Mishnah. That's what it is. We're giving it to you with the Shavua. We're going to see. We're giving it to you with the Shavua. But the Takon is to give it to you. And it's going to only give it to you if you make a shvua.
Very nice. Says a chilek. Why is that a reason why this shvua doesn't have to be in there?
Because the takonis chacham wasn't the shvua. The takonis chacham was to give it to you. So therefore, when the chacham are masakin a shvua, so then they're going to say the shvua has to be kain d'oraisa. But over here, where the takon is to give it to you, and they're just saying, listen, you don't have to make a shvua. You don't have to make a shvua. You want to take it, you have to swear. So therefore, it's like done in a different way. The takon is really the giving. It's not really the shvua. We'll hold off on that. This is where we are right now, Rabbi Yisai. We're stuck. How does Rashi learn? Kumtzegein, the Ramban. Says the Ramban Ateretz, my friends, it's like almost like embarrassing that Rabbi Yashav didn't know the Ramban. Chas v'shalom. Rabbi Yashav didn't know the Ramban. Ramban says a whole Ram Shana Gemara. Totally different. And in Rashi, it's great. It works perfectly. Let's see his pshat. Says the Ramban in Rashi, and this is in Thursday's Mara Mekoymes. I hope you have it. Thursday's Mara Mekoymes, after what we made brackets, the Kach Pirshua, says the Ramban, a new pshat in the Gemara. It's a very creative pshat in the Gemara, but this is what he says pshat in Rashi, and this is what he says pshat in the Baal HaMor, and it's a great pshat. And why Rabbi Yoshev is blibes tzorech Ion is tzorech Ion? We got a great pshat. Does everyone have one? If you don't have one, you got to look at someone else because it's not easy. You got one? Everyone have one? You have one over there? Kiva, you have to look at someone else. It's not easy here. Here goes. The Kach Pirshua. We're right now around six lines from the bottom in the Chiddush Ramban. I amrit bishlamo heicho de'ika shvu de'araisa heilach lav kiman dinokat luhudami. Now pay attention. The Ran does not mention the psak of Halach. He doesn't say, if you say, if it's Yeshua writes a Halach is potter, he doesn't say those words. He says, Halach kim lav kiman de nokat luhu dami. But that would be chayiv. Hachanami lav kiman de nokat luhu dami. Over here also, it's not kiman de nokat. Eliyim read Halach medraisa potter, which means it's the kiman de nokat luhu dami. Hachanami named Ariel kim kimoshe chil ku hakvar velo yishbu. What is he saying? He seems to like not even be focusing on his Halach Chayiv or Halach Pater. He seems to be saying the following thing. What's the lumdis of whether Halach is Chayiv or Pater? If Halach is Chayiv, what you're saying is, it's not as if I have it in my hands already. We still got what to discuss over here. Halach doesn't make that. It's as if thy case closed. Halach doesn't make it as if it's like he has it already in his hands. Let's look at the lumdis of Halach. Says the round of pshat is as follows. If you say Halach is kiman de nokat luhu dami, so then in that case over here also shnayim ochsim betalis, I would say it's kiman de nokat luhu dami. It's as if I have it in my hands already. When is there a shmu in the Mishnah? Only when they're both struggling over the talis. But if I'm holding it myself, do I have to make a shmu? It's almost like it's not. You don't see a shnayim ochsim anymore. It's command nokat, command nechlak. It's like it's split. I got half. I'm holding it by myself. You have half. Holding it by yourself. Is there a shvu in such a case? No. So the lumdis of halach will affect the din of our Mishnah. Not the halacha of halach, the lumdis of halach, says the Ramban. He says in the name of the Baal Amor. I'm going to get to, there's a big question in the Lashon of the Gemara. Hold on a second. Hold your thought, okay? Again. Let's see it again. Inside. Kach birshua. I amrit bishlama hecha di'ika shvua di'araisa. Helech lav keman dinokat luhu. When there's a shvua di'araisa, we don't see it as if you got it in your hands, as if it's already done. Hachanami lav keman dinokat luhu dami. I'm not holding it. We're struggling over the talus. There's room to make a shvua. Eli I amrit helech midi'araisa putter. The command nokalu dami. Hachanami nema. Dahariu kimishin chalkua. It's like we already divided it. Kfar. It's already split. Below yishbu. That now there's no shvu anymore. If we split it already, the only case of the shvu is if they're two grappling over it. One person's on the talis, the other person says it's his. I don't have to make a shvu. The shvu of the Mishnah is only kushnai maksim. But if it's halach, it's command nochadu. It's command nechlak. It's like it's separate. There's no makom for a shvu anymore. Zeu pirish le pirish Rashi zal v'zeu pirish kosev b'sefer ha'mo'ar v'u pirish nachoin. It's great pshat. It's a great pshat. Different than the Ram. Totally different than the Ram's. We're not saying the case of our Mishnah is a case of a haluch. It's takanat. So what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says you have to be misakin ke'ein d'yoraisa. Those words are not great in this pshat. Is that what you were going to ask? I want to hear your question. It's called Dirabon and Kane Dirais. It sounds like we're saying this shvu of our Mishnah has to be like, no. That's not what it means. According to this pshat, Kane Dirais just means the lumdis of the Dioraisa. What's the lumdis by Dioraisa, by Halach? It's command the Nechlak. Over here also, if you're going to tell me that it's going to be a shvua, well, if it's command and nechlak, so then you can't have a shvua here. So the words kendi or raisa are a little bit misleading according to this pshat. It's not kendi or raisa. And we run out of our problem of, you know, is this shvua going to be exactly like a shvua? It doesn't have to be. But the lumdis has to be like the lumdis. This is the way that the Ramban learns. You have a question?
It's command and nechlak. Why is there that? Shvua is the kind of chum, so that people shouldn't go grab the talis. So there's still room for a shvua, even if it's command and nechlak.
Hold on a second. If it's nechlak, is there a shvua? If I'm holding the talis by myself, and you're screaming, I grabbed it from you. Is there a shvua? Okay, so if it's Kamanda Nechlak, so then again, there has to be a getter of the Shvua. There's no getter here. Because when I'm holding it myself, there's no Shvua. And right, this is like I'm holding it myself. So there's no Makom for a Shvua.
The Rebbe, what is it? Kind of still applies. Someone's going to grab and then we'll say it's come on in that block, and then I won't have to make a shvua. That's good for the reason for the shvua.
Okay, well, the shvua has to have a rhyme and a reason, right? So if I'm only the talis by myself and I'm screaming that you grabbed, you're screaming I grabbed it from you. Is there a shvua? There isn't, right? So when we're both holding the talis, if we see it as if I'm holding the talis half myself and you're holding the talis half yourself, even though there's a reason for a shvua, but there's no gether of the shvua. There's no gether of the shvua. You're right. You're asking a very good kasha. But there's no gather of the shvua over there. It won't work. So says the Ramban, it's not going to work.
What exactly is the oneness of Eilach being Potter
of Chayim? So that, so you have some insight here into how the Ran is learning the lumdus of whether Eilach is Chayim or Potter. Is it commanded Nechlach? When I say Eilach, is it like it's like it never happened? Or is it like it split? Or if you want to use that Nusach. But that's the way the Ramban is saying in Rashi, that's going to be the Shaila Chayim or Potter. Do I see it as if it's like done, it's separated, or not separated? If Shnei Mechus Metalis is a case of Eilach, and I'm seeing it separated, there's no room for a over here. This is the Ramban's pshat in Rashi and the Ramban's pshat in the Baal Amar. Why did Rebbe Yosef not know this pshat? The answer is simple, but it's clear that there's an alternative pshat in the Gemara. Why did Rebbe Yosef not like this? So if you turn over to the other side, the Oil Torah, the Ravid bombs away on the Baal Hamor. Says the Ravid, hold on a second. You just hold on 1 second.
Rabbi, doesn't Rashi say then by the case of the reason why the case of Eilach is in our Mishnah is the reason why Eilach in our case of our Mishnah is Eilach is because it's Bifanina.
Mm-hmm. He does. That's what.
I understand, but according to his answer.
No, that's on the first stage of the Gemara. In other words, that was before the Gemara. The Gemara undoes that afterwards. It's a good question, but leave that alone for now. Okay? The Gemara undoes that afterwards. Well, I want to hold off, okay? Here goes. Says the Ravid. Commanded Nechlak? Let's say I'm holding a talis by myself with two hands, would you say it's kiman de nechlak? Of course not. That's ridiculous. When would we say kiman de nechlak? Only if we have clarity that like half is yours and half is yours. In the case of Eilach, he says, I know it's yours. I'm giving it to you. There it's kiman de nechlak. However, in the case in our Mishnah, Shnei Mechusim Metalis, he hasn't sworn yet. So we don't know whose it is. How in the world could it be commanded Nechlak?
We're going to have them sworn yet. They're both saying it's mine.
And they're both saying it's theirs.
They're not Saudi. It's both them.
What?
That was my...
Okay, we're going to get there. Hold on.
As
we're
about to learn the case of the mission, what's happened? Each guy saying it's mine, but commanded Nechlak?
Says the Ravid. Masnisan E.F. Sherloimar. You can't say that. No one's ready to split it. They didn't even swear yet. And Moshe Aaron's saying, each one's fighting, screaming bloody murder that the whole thing's mine. What is going on? How could you say command the Nechlak in our Mishnah? Oh, so someone said out of here, I don't know who. Yodua Levar. Someone said there's an Anan Sahadi. I got an Anan Sahadi, half is mine. You can scream all you want, okay? We don't hear you. Because I got an Anan Sahadi, half is mine. I'm getting half. Whether you scream, whether you like it, whether I swear or not, I'm getting half. I have an Anan Sahadi that half is mine. Chalukah and a shayachas l'chiyuv shvua. And they have a takona b'fnei atzma, shechai v'chachomim shvua. So the Ravid asked the kasha, the Ravid held, without the shvua, there's a saying, no tiki, no washi. You guys know that saying?
Yeah.
No? What?
Yeah.
Yeah? No tiki, no washi. Huh? Rabbi Stern? It means you don't give me a ticket, you're not getting your washing machine clothing. It's like, no shmua, no talis. No shmua, no ticket, no washing, my friend. No shmua, no talis. It's not happening. So I was like, come on, the nechlach. No one swore yet. Everyone's screaming, the whole thing's mine. No one made a shmua. It's not come on, the nechlach. That's what the Ravid says. And the Balamor obviously holds, no, I'm holding it. I have a non-sadi that it's mine. I'm getting half. Forget the shmua. The shmua is an afterthought. That machloikis is going to be the same machloikis. If the Shavuah of our Mishnah is a Shavuah HaNoitlin or a Shavuah HaNiftarim. If the Shavuah of our Mishnah is a Shavuah HaNoitlin, what does that mean? I only take if I make a Shavuah, no tiki, no washi, no Shavuah, no talis. It's not Nechlak. It's a Shavuah HaNoitlin. If it's a Shavuah HaNiftarim, what does that mean? Listen, you're going to get it. But you know what? Make a Shavuah. It's yours. You deserve half. That's what Tosis holds. Tosis says there's an Anansadi. You got half is yours. You got the Anansadi. You got it in the bag. Okay, want you to make a Shavua, just make an extra Shavua. But it's not the Shavua that's giving it to you. It's the Muchzakais that's giving it to you. So Tosis can understand it's Kimanda Nechlak. And that's going to have to be Pshat of the Balamor. But the Raivar who says that it's a Shavua is Anoitlin. Tosis is not Kimanda Nechlak. Rabbi Yisai, if you make cheshbin, and I know it's hard to make cheshbin, but now we're stuck in Rashi and in the Ran.
Yeah, we just got rid of the answer.
We just blew up the answer for Rashi. We're trying to say this is pshat. The Ramban is saying this is pshat in Rashi, but Rashi holds a shvus anoitlin. We said you can only say this pshat it's a shvus aniftarim. Rachmana litzlo, what are we gonna do? Says Rabbi Yosef, adayin tzorachin. I don't know. Neither pshat works with shvus anoitlin. Nothing works Shavuos HaNoitlin. You can't say that it's Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun if it's Shavuos HaNoitlin. You can't say it's Kamanda Nechlak if it's Shavuos HaNoitlin. So what's Pshat in our Gemara if you hold Shavuos HaNoitlin? We have two Pshatim in the Gemara. Neither works according to Rashi. Says Rabbi Yosef, Tzarechian. Tzarechian. We have to hold it to Shavuos HaNeftarim in order to say it's Kimanda Nechlak. In order to say it's as if you split, it's already the Talis has seen a split. If it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin, that means that only with the Shavuah you get it, no tiki, no washi, it's not Kimanda Nechlak until you swear. Because it's not, we're not splitting it. You don't swear, you're not getting it. So it's only Kimanda Nechlak if we already see it's going to be split. Over here, this guy's screaming, the whole thing's mine. No one made a Shavuah. There's no one, what way? I'd like to suggest the Teretz is Faust. The Teretz will change a lot of our perception of this sugya in a certain way. Let me ask you a question. Is the Shavuah of our Mishnah Shavuos HaNoitlin or Shavuos HaNeftarim? Machlaikas? Machlaikas. Okay, another question. Did the Gemara ever entertain that the Shavuah of our Mishnah is a Shavuah D'Oraisa? Did the Gemara ever entertain that the Shavuah of our Mishnah is a Shavuah D'Oraisa? From Daf Beis Amud Aleph till over here, the Gemara ever entertain it? What? Yes, where? What? Reb Chiya Kamaisa. The Gemara wanted to say it's Doime to Moida B'Miktas, Ha'odas Eidne B'Miktas. The Gemara thought it's a Shavuah D'Oraisa. I got a problem. How in the world can it be a Shavuah D'Oraisa if the Shavuah of our Mishnah is a Shavuas HaNoitlin? That doesn't make any sense. Every Shavuah D'Oraisa is always Shavuas HaNeftar. What?
Says
Elio Bash, Reb Elio Bash. You have to learn, we got no choice, that there's going to be some sort of retraction or change in the Gemara. At one stage, the Gemara thought it's a Shavuah D'Oraisa, and at that stage, the Gemara thought it's a Shavuah HaNiftarim, and somewhere the Gemara changes to make it into Shavuah HaNoitlin. No choice, my friends. You need to do that, because if the Gemara entertains a Shavuah D'Oraisa, it can't be a Shavuah D'Oraisa, it's a Shavuah HaNoitlin. So even those that hold, and that's the Meiri, and that's the Rambam, and the Rashi, and the Ran, that hold that it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin, but there's some point in the Gemara thought it's a Shavuos HaNiftarim. When did that change happen? That's the magic question. I humbly submit, in order to answer Shitas Rashi, that Rashi holds, when Reb Chiya says Tana Tuna from our Mishnah, Reb Chiya is saying it's a Shavuos HaNiftarim. I hold a Shavuos HaNiftarim. And it's a Shavuos HaNiftarim, that means that he's getting it because of the Muchzakois. And he's getting it because of the Muchzakois, then it's Kemanda Nechlak. What is Reb Sheshes' answer to Reb Chiya? In our Gemara, what's Reb Sheshes' answer to Reb Chiya? What is the answer? Okay, after he says Kein D'Oraisa, what is Reb Sheshes' answer? Nothing. You know why? He's like, listen, I got a whole different understanding of what's going on over here. This is not a Shavuos HaNiftarim, this is a Shavuos HaNoitlin. And once a Shavuos HaNoitlin, everything you said doesn't make there's nothing to say. He's not, I agree. If it would be a Shavuos HaNiftarim, I agree that it would be Kein D'Oraisa. I agree that it was Kenan D'Nechlak, but I was a Shavuos HaNiftarim, a Shavuos HaNoitlin. So goodbye. Goodbye. And that kind of like makes the machloikis Reb Chiya and Reb Sheshes basically, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, as just comes to that we just have two different vantage points. So I don't have to say anything more. There's nothing more to say. I hold the Shavuos HaNiftarim. I hold the Shavuos HaNoitlin. Okay. If it's a Shavuos HaNiftarim, you have a right from the Mishnah. If it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin, you don't have a right from the Mishnah. So that's it. The Ram on our Mishnah says it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin.
Even if he brings the Ram from the Mishnah, he doesn't bring
the Ram
now. So the Ram already by our Mishnah thought it was a Shavuos HaNoitlin.
Correct. That's the Maskana, because it is. In the Maskana, it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin. Oh, so this might affect how we paskin. Very much so. That would be an interesting discussion. Tosfos says some people paskin like Reb Chiya, some people paskin like Reb Sheshes. Okay, Dos Daf Min Vissin. How is this going to be affected? We're saying that this is not just a Shaila of Heiluch, it's also a Shaila of Is the Shavuos HaNoitlin, Shavuos HaNiftarim.
So, also, when Rebbe wanted to bring the Diyuk of Rashi, Rashi knew already that he was
going to change the Shabbat. That's the Maskana. The Maskana is it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin. Rashi holds a Shavuos HaNoitlin. The Meiri holds a Shavuos HaNoitlin. Rambam holds a Shavuos HaNoitlin. The Maskana, it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin. The Gemara entertained temporarily that it's a Shavuos HaNiftarim. That's the way Rashi works. Okay, you learn enough Rashis, and you'll see that Rashi in the Mishnah, he likes to tell you what he thinks is the symbol of this one. He's going to have to tell you, maybe it's a Noitlin, maybe it's a Niftarim. No, Rashi just tells you, that's what it is.
What about Tysus?
What would you think? What would Rashi think from learning the Mishnah? Rashi would think, that's the Kasha right there. Why would you think it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin? Before you go through the Shaka Matari of the Gemara, why would you think it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin? Maybe it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin. Rashi doesn't know yet.
The Gemara only entertains that it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin because Reb Chiya is trying to bring a ton of tuna from our Mishnah. So therefore, the Gemara thinks that it's a non-sadi dahai, a non-sadi. Rashi says no. The Maskana, it's not that way. I'm asking you.
The first Rashi of the Maskana is the Maskana is not that way.
Listen, Moshe Aaron, I'm going to ask you a question. Is there a Havamina that it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin?
Yes.
Is it? If it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin, does it have to be a Shavuos HaNiftarim?
Yes.
Okay, so why does Rashi say it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin?
That's my kasha.
So does this have anything to do with the shir?
Yes.
No. Let's start it again. I'm asking you a question. Forget the shir.
Yeah.
Does Rashi hold a Shavuos HaNoitlin?
Does Rashi hold a Shavuos HaNoitlin? Yeah.
Okay. Is there a Havamina in the Gemara to Shavuos HaNiftarim?
Yes.
So why does Rashi in the Mishnah tell us a Shavuos HaNoitlin?
I don't know.
Does it have nothing to do with the shir? You just have a problem with Rashi.
No, Rebbe's trying to say that Rashi up until we said that it's not a Shavuos HaNoitlin, held that it was a Shavuos HaNoitlin.
Rashi's just saying that that's what the Gemara, when the Gemara is trying to bring a ton of tuna, that's what the Gemara is saying.
So I'm saying, so Rashi holds it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin, but during the Tekufa that the Gemara is trying to say that it's a D'Oraisa.
It's clear that way, because the Gemara is a Havamina, it's a D'Oraisa. D'Oraisa has to be Niftarim. So why doesn't Rashi, why does Rashi get us all confused by telling us that maybe it's really a Shavuos HaNiftarim, because Because Rashi says lemaskana, it's a shvuas hanoitlin. That's what it is. The Gemara is entertaining for a small blip of time that it's a shvuas haniftar. I'm not going to get busy with that right now. Yes, yes. And I'll show you where Rashi switches back and forth. I'll show you. Turn back a page, my friend. I told you we're not going to go back, but we're doing it anyway. Here goes. Turn to Daf Beis Amid Beis. Daf Beis Amid Beis. We're going to get back to Tais in a second. Hold your horses. Look at Rashi Daf Beis Amid Beis, 11 lines up from the bottom. Bishvua Pal Gila. Around 11 lines up from the bottom. Beis Amid Beis. Dibaraskal Bishvua Pal Gila. God be reading and weep. Here goes. You ready? Kimon de Mechusar Guvaino Bemasha Chaver Typhus. De High Typhus Bekula. The High Typhus Bekula. Rashi says, I want to tell you, how are they Typhus? Each one's Typhus in the entire thing. Correct? Let's read Rashi and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, where Rashi says, Anan Sadi Dema De Tofes Hai. Rashi, the bottom of Gimel Aleph, around 13 lines up. Just two words in there, Rashi. Mai De Tofes Hai, Hainu Palga. Now, time out. Rashi and Daf Beis Amid Beis said he's Tofes in Kula. And Rashi and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph says he's Tofes in Palga. There's a Stira and Rashi going on. What's up? The answer is, Rashi and the Beis Amid Beis is not in the Tana Tuna. When you get into the Tana Tuna and you tell him it's a Shvuah D'Oraisa, I have no choice but to say he's Tofes in Palga and make it into a Shvuah Haniftarim. But on the Beis Amid Beis, Rashi is in the, we're out of the Tana Tuna bubble, and there it's a Shvuah Hanoitlin. And if each one's Tofes in the whole thing, I'm trying to take away from you because you're holding it. It's a Shvuah Hanoitlin. And that's the way Rashi paskins in the Maskana, where Rashi says, on Daf Ches Amid Aleph, on the bottom, five lines from the bottom, that the Shvuah of our Mishnah is Mamon Hamutu B'Safik Cholkin B'Shvuah Shvuah Hanoitlin. That's the Maskana. But in the bubble of Tana Tuna, it's a Shvuah Hanif. It has to be a Shvuah Haniftarim. Yeah, so it's also in Rav Chiya Bas Raisa. That's where it gets complicated. Because Rashi schlepped Rav Chiya Kamaisa into Rav Chiya Bas Raisa. Remember that? We didn't talk about that. I don't know if you saw that. But Rashi schlepped Rav Chiya. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Why are you schlepping it in? This is what I don't. It's gonna get too. We're going too far out of
our reach. So Rashi back and forth based on the sugya. That makes sense.
Rashi in the bubble of Tana Tuna holds the Shvuas Haniftarim, but in the Maskana, if you ask Rashi, what is it? It's a Shvuas Hanoitlin. And if it's Shvuas Hanoitlin, each one is muchzik in the whole thing. And a Shvuas Hanoitlin, it's not Kaman Nechlak. And a Shvuas Hanoitlin, it doesn't have to be Kedi Araisa. The Shvuas Hanoitlin, there's no Tana Tuna. And once we can leave the Tana Tuna behind, Rashi can go back to being a Shvuas Hanoitlin. I'm very happy. Zay Gezunt. Have a good day.
So that's why the Gemara doesn't answer Rav Sheshes?
Yeah, Rav Sheshes doesn't have to say anything. Like, okay, very nice. Sounds very good. I listen to this. Shvuas Hanoitlin. Have a nice day. What do you want for my life? Okay, you said it's a Shvuas Haniftarim. So according to you, it's good. Because you said it's an Atzadi. But who said? You know, from your vantage point, you're right. The problem is, you have the wrong vantage point. So what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to argue with him? What am I supposed to say? It's not a Shvuas Hanoitlin.
It's not answer because we assume that Rav Sheshes are holding that Rashi when he's switching back and forth. So now
That's why I'm here.
Okay.
What's with Tosfos? What's with Tosfos? What's the problem with Tosfos? Tosfos has a whole different shot over here, my friend. Because Tosfos holds Limaskana, it's a Shvuas Haniftarim.
Saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying Tosis has more liberty to hold how he wants. Tosis says the maskana to Shvuas Haniftarim. Shvuas Haniftarim the maskana. Memela Tosis says. Tosis doesn't have any of this problem at all. It's a Shvuas Haniftarim in the Havamina. It's a Shvuas Haniftarim in the Maskana. This is very creative work of Rashi. But I've showed you steers in Rashi backwards and forwards. that I don't think you have a choice but to say, according to the Rishonim, that Alter Shavuos HaNoitlan LeMaskana, there was one point in time, there was a point in time when Alter Shavuos HaNiftarim. The question is, how long does that last? And as I said, Rashi brings Reb Chiya Kamaisa into Reb Chiya Bas Raisa. So the Gemara clearly at one point at least was saying, even Reb Chiya Bas Raisa, it's a Shavuos HaNiftarim. So I'm just saying that that just continues. And that's it, and everything is good. And we're good. Perhaps this is an answer to the kasha of Rebbe Yoshev. Rebbe Yoshev said, what is the Ran going to hold if it's a Shavuos HaNoitlan? The Ran's going to hold at this stage of the Gemara, we didn't think it was a Shavuos HaNoitlan. You're right. If it's Shavuos HaNoitlan, the Gemara makes no sense. You're right, Rebbe Yoshev. Zechatzadik v'kodesh levracha. It makes no sense. But at this stage, everyone's going to have to hold the Shavuos HaNiftarim. And it's not so shocking that I'm saying that, because there's some stage where everyone's going to have to hold the Shavuos HaNiftarim anyway. Because the Gemara is entertaining the Shavuos Mishnah is the Araisa. It needs to be Niftarim. There's no such thing as a Shavuos HaNiftarim in the Araisa. Elamai, something changed momentarily. So we're still in that moment. And in that moment, everything is just fine. Rabbi, it's time for us to move on. Beis Hashem, v'siyata d'shmaya.